I own the Gifford Forest, so I can chop down any trees I want to chop down. Gifford Forest is mine. That's mine. That's the Gifford Forest. I'm Michael Vincent Gifford. I can chop down a tree. My name is Michael Vincent Gifford. I think I'm on there somewhere. I mean, it's been a 13-year chat session, but I haven't chatted on there in about a year. I just clicked on that, and they instant banned me. I'll try again. There, I got it to work. I had to click on some buttons and shit. Howdy, howdy. Oh, don't worry about what you say to me. It won't hurt my feelings. You can call me a fag if you want. Faggot. Fag, 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 fag. That's from a song. Isn't, like, fag the worst word nowadays? Like, you can't call someone a fag. I mean, you can say nigga, but you can't say fag anymore. Anyway, I don't know. I digress. Yes, I had cancer in 2014, and I'm all good to go. Still today. Oh, I don't think I've ever met Sanchu. But I didn't copy him from me. Pamperchu is just Pampers and Pikachu. Yes, this is the real Pamperchu. Please stand up. Recite my name and say the Pledge of Allegiance. To the flag. Under God. Indivisible.
I can't remember the rest of it.
That's my caretaker or my boyfriend. Yeah, we're all fucking pedophiles.
I'm not.
I haven't seen Steve in a minute, though. But yeah, he always gets new boys running through his house. No, I got cancer because my DNA was fucked up or something. I don't know. Everyone in my family that has died has had cancer. But I got lucky. Chemotherapy and radiation fixed it. No, I haven't microwaved a diaper in a minute. I cooked one on the barbecue with some barbecue sauce. That was pretty good. And then I plugged one into the wall. And it smoked and it made the house smell delicious. Hello, you. Hello to everybody. Wet baby diapers is not bad for you, and you can cook them any way you want to. That's a joke, you guys. You know that's a joke. I just like cooking them that was a funny joke, and it made me go viral long time, 2013, something like that. But no, that's just a joke. You know it's a joke. But I will say, I do like sticking the old baby diapers in my face. I like the ammonia, whatever. I got one saved up right now. I got a bunch of extra carpet tiles, so I think I might carpet the walls. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, I was vacuum cleaning, and it won the Nude of the Year award because it was non-sexual and they really liked it. Yeah, and I also painted my refrigerator. Yes, I already said that. I'm the real Pamperchu. Not to be mad at you or anything, but yeah, I'm Pamperchu. Hello, everyone. This is Pamperchu. See? That's me. Thank you for liking my house. You can see my videos, too, if you want to see more of the house. I don't know who Tom Turkey is, but I used to have a turkey named Tom. We called him Tom Turkey. Turkey Tom. Yeah, I don't know who that is, though. No, the turkey was picking on the chicken, so he had to go to a farm.
Chat is sponsored by NordVPN. Use NordVPN for all your sneeding needs. We value your privacy. Just give us your credit card details before you can use our services.
Well, I got a lot of DMs right now. I just want to do one thing at a time. I'll take a look at it later. Wow, you guys are blowing up my phone. Good thing I have the big one. I have the Foldy Fold. Galaxy Z Fold 3. I love the screen, though. It's nice. So, yeah, I took apart my Sun Microsystems. I might have a few more in my storage, but I what I had on hand, I just kind of took them apart. I didn't need them anymore, so I like to take things apart. I pull the CPUs off with a heat gun, and I collect CPUs. But yeah, I have a friend at the surplus store, the owner, and he gives them to me for like $20. Literally, big racks for $20. And so I just pull the chips off when I'm done with them. Well, I work in bomb and bomb accessories. I think bombs are more fun than guns. What do you think? I have the SGI Indigo 2, and then I got a hard drive sled for it, so maybe one of these days I'll put it together, but it works and everything. I have two of them. I have the green one and the purple one, so I have the SGI Indigo 2 10,000, and then the graphics card was like 4 layers thick. I've been building bombs since I was a kid. I don't want to hurt people, just so you know, but my dad liked the sound it made. But yeah, we made bombs, dry ice bombs and other types of bombs, but you know, like pipe bombs, but we did it in a safe place so no one got hurt. Yes, this is my real voice. You can also check out the Pamper 2 Archives. That's where my manager hosts my videos now. But yeah, that's my royal voice, and I drive a 77 Camaro. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I've taken apart so many of those servers. But I have a lot of them, okay? And I just like keeping, I like the little CPUs on my desk, playing with them. Oh, here, you want to see this? I got this for 50 cents. I got one of those Alienware laptops, and I'll show you the graphics card. So I got the whole laptop. It had a broken hinge. But, you know, this is my friend. He has a 50-cent aisle, and you can pick up laptops for 50 cents if it's broken or something. Actually, I think he gave it to me for free. He gave me some old hardware, too, like, you know, some really cool mainframe stuff. You know, whenever I see him, I say, can I see the manager or the owner? And he'll come out and say, hey, how you doing? And he'll like, hand me stuff for free. But usually I'll fill up a cart full of 50-cent items. Yeah, so I have a heat gun, and I'll just take the chips off, and I'll put them in a little box. I got tons of CPUs, and North Bridges, South Bridges, all sorts of stuff. I even built my own flash drive one time. I took a little flash memory out of a cell phone, and a VGA, and I soldered it onto one of those boards you can get from the internet, and it worked. It's 2 gigabytes. It worked perfectly. It took me 3 tries, so I'm not, like, perfect, but, yeah, doing BGA with hot air tool, it's a little hard to do, but it worked. I'd love to give some of my stuff away, though. I just have so much. I have an atomic clock sitting on my floor, and other crap. My favorite MS-DOS game? Hold on, let me think. Oh, I like Mickey Mouse 1-2-3 and Mickey Mouse ABC. I mean, that's when I was a kid. Barbie coloring book or mouse paint is also fun. But if you're talking MS-DOS, that's the only thing I know. I've been using a computer since I was 2 years old. I took apart my first computer when I was 4. I built my first computer when I was 6 for my great-grandma. She just passed away recently at 103. But no, we went from MS-DOS straight to Windows 98 SE. And then I built my own computer. And I think I had XP. And I didn't like it very much, but I got used to it. And then, as I got older, I made another one, Windows 7, and I used it for like 15 years. Right now, I need to build a new setup. I got to do everything over. I got to get a monitor, everything. But if you like the old stuff, I got tons of it. Tons of it. I work in vintage computers. But I think I need to build a new one. It's about time. It's about time. 15 years, yeah, it's time to get a new one. Hello, James Franks. This is Pamper 2. Hope you're doing good. Oh, wait. Did I say his name wrong? James Franks. Hold on. Let me try again. Hello, everyone. This is Pamper 2. And James Francis wants me to say hi. So I hope you're doing well. I know Francis of Assisi. I went to Montessori. But I like that last name. My middle name is Vincent. That's also a Bible reference. But anyway, I'm not religious. I'm a cult leader. You know, you have more fun as a follower, but you make more money as a leader. My last name is Gifford. I own the fucking Gifford Forest, and I can chop down a tree anytime I want to. Oh, it's the Church of Pamper 2. You can look it up on Google and find the website. Someone made it for me after I got terminated from Google. But yeah, you can look up the Church of Pamper 2. It's kind of a joke, but I like it. So,
I mean, okay. The one thing is yes, I wouldn't. Some Sun servers I'd be a little sad about, but if they were like, Xeon chipped ones, I mean, like, who cares? The Xeon chips are like dime a dozen, and like they're fucking everywhere. And I mean, the only reason you'd ever want to get them is if they were like the top of the generation that fits in the socket. So that, I mean, like, as long as you're not destroying ones that are like, you know, top end, like, end of the line socket, then yeah, whatever.
Oh, thank you. You got it before I could.
Oh yeah, one place I would recommend if you want to try to find like good prices on computer shit. If you go to recycle centers, if you call them up, I mean, personally, I'm an artist, so I just have an excuse and I say, oh, I'm an artist. I use scrap and I reuse it. But if you have like some sort of excuse like that and you say, I can buy scrap off you guys, they'll allow you to most of the time go around there. Some of them will say no, but the ones that do, they'll give you like really nice stuff for like next to nothing. Like I got 2 Apple IIs from there for like $5 each. Like no issue.
Yeah, in Portland, we have something called Free Geek, which is like a scrap center for computer parts. But I'm thinking about doing something new. I mean, I'll grab my old stuff out of storage, like my clicky keyboard and all the other crap, my monitors. But yeah, those are VGA. So now they use like DisplayPort. So I'm really just looking at, I'll build something cool. I want to play BeamNG, which is just a car crash game. But I kind of need to have a computer at my desk. I haven't had one in 5 years, but you know, I'm a computer guy. I'm an electronics guy, and I just took a break. But yeah, I'm thinking about doing something new. Thank you for the help, though. Yeah, you can always follow me as your Lord and Savior, Pamperchew, and I can always talk about how you can improve your life. I don't know. What does Lord and Savior do? Anyway, you can always pray to me, and I'll give you your Thanksgiving. No, the Walmarts are still open, but we don't go there very often. Although I kind of like that place. I usually go, well, my boyfriend works at New Seasons, but so we get free food every night. So we haven't really had to shop much. You know, every time he comes home, he brings something home. But I like the thrift food store. We took a trip out to Southeast Portland. I'm in North Portland where the black people live, and they're really nice. But I went to Southeast Portland, and you get thrift food store, but it wasn't as good as it used to be. That's what I said. Ooh, that looks like a dirty, yummy mattress. Mmm, delicious. Oh, I gotta look at that closer. yeah, last night we got free eggs. But you know, bring sandwiches home. Whatever, you know, like they have to throw it away, they just let you take it home. So I need to get my food stamps though. And my disability. I never had disability, but I lost my food stamps because I didn't do the paperwork. But and then I need a doctor, of course. But I digress. I haven't worked since 2010, so I'm like kind of retired. I mean, I have money in the bank, so I'm retired, but I'm only 34, so I might get a job. I don't know. I don't really want to. I was just like sitting on my ass. At PSU? No, I haven't been to the farmer's market at PSU. The only farmer's market I've been to is Rossi Farms, where Park Rose is, if you know where that is. 102nd and Shaver, I think. Right around there. No, the college I went to was ITT, International Telephone and Telegraph. I didn't go to PSU or OSU or anything. I went to ITT. I think I also went to Multnomah Community College. Or no, what's it called? Portland Community College. That one sucked, though. I dropped out, and then I went to ITT. And then I finished. I got my master's. Oh, Pizza Baron's pretty good. I mean, that's not like a chain or anything. And there's also Star Street Pizza. And then we're going to try this Chinese food in Vancouver. I'm going to see my black cousin, and we're going to hang out and play. He likes to play hide and seek. But yeah, Chang's is really good too. Have you ever been to Chang's? But my main food choice, because it's on the island, I live on an island right between Oregon and Washington. It's called Hayden Island. I usually get Taco Bell, the bean burrito. I know I'm growing because my face has wrinkles and I have a pimple on my forehead. The river runs east to west. I don't know what you mean by the east side, because if you're crossing the river, it'd be north to south. But yeah, I'm at the top. Basically, I can see the river from my house. Hold on, let me get my pants. Well, now you got to show me your feet, all of you. Oh, what a wussy! If you have to come out, that's never mind. I'm not trying to be mean, but adult baby diaper lover. I was that when I was like 4 years old. I mean, I guess I wasn't an adult baby. They called it TBADL because it's teen baby. But nah, I mean, I wasn't even a teen when I liked diapers. But yeah, I loved going on the internet when I was a little kid, dialing up and chatting with all the adults, and it was fun. You need to clip and clean. Wait, that's... Oh, God, that's just one toe on a foot. Oh, that's gross. Feet should look like this. We're bumping some Bronski Beat. If you don't know who that is, that's like New Wave 80s. The first openly gay band, Bronski Beat, Age of Consent. Yes, but they didn't come out first, and so was Pet Shop Boys, and a lot of them were. But, you know, Pet Shop Boys talked about women in the songs, but they're talking about each other. They loved each other. But yeah, Bronski Beat was the first openly gay band, but I think then they all kind of came out over the years, you know. Pet Shop Boys is probably my favorite all time, but I like all the new wave stuff. I got a diaper nigga. I bought $4,000 worth of diapers. My closet's full. I wear them. I've been wearing them since I was 14. I threw out my underwear when I was 14. Yes, I did wear diapers to work, but I've been retired for quite a while. I'm just a lucky duck. I don't have to work. I can just sit on my ass and do nothing. Well, my pedophile's the size of the continent. All right. Hello, man fan. Hold on. Let me try again. Hello, Mar fan. Hope you're enjoying your day. This is a shout out from Pamper Chew. Kiss, kiss. No, you already got one pants shot. I'm not going to do it again. No, my paws are just fine. If you want to lick my fingers and paw, ooh, gross. Send me some meth and maybe I'll do some more shots for you. How about that? Well, I think the haters just hate me because I'm a faggot. Even though I don't act like one. I got to change the oil in my car. I got a new 350 with about 333 horsepower. That's what GM says. But that's my 77 Camaro. I've been driving it since I was 19. I owned it since I was 2. No, I hate weed and I don't do shrooms. I like meth and opiates, and I haven't had any in a minute, so I'm a little dranky right now. I've been dranky. Don't drive and drink, and don't drink and drive. Meth is awesome, you guys. I mean, I like to snort a line and put on some baby diapers and just squish around in my baby diapers for hours and days and days. And then after I get done with baby diapers, I like to play with electronics. Oh, no, I get it for free. I mean, well, I used to. I trade like crap. You know, like I said, I get stuff from the surplus store, and she passed away, but we'd trade like, you know, I give her an oscilloscope, she give me a bag of meth, or I give her whatever, you know, a piece of hardware she wanted to play with, and then she had access to it. But no, I usually don't pay for it. I mean, I have paid for it, but no, usually it's just a trade. Like, I'm not desperate for money, but, you know, you get bored of something and someone else wants to play with your hardware, you just trade something. I hate monkeys, and I want to kill an animal. Well, I don't know if you guys are the Gorg people, but someone's going to come over here, hopefully, and we can take apart an animal together. I'll keep it clean. I don't care if it gets on the carpet or the walls. I'm not on TikTok. I just have YouTube and, like, in the old days, I used to do forums and stuff. Like, I'm on Kiwi Farms, but I don't really use it much. Mostly, it's just I send my videos to my manager, and then he reviews it and then uploads it for me. So, for when it was... Ooh, yeah, feet, yummy. Oh, those are mine. so I learned to do meth with Steve, and we would both go to our own offices and play with diapers on our own. So, okay, I went to Montessori as a child. And I had really good family, and everything was perfect. And they even put me through college. Is that what you're asking? No, I'm Dr. Squeak, Pamper Squeak. My name is on Mars, motherfucker. I think I put Pamper Chew Gifford. If you don't know about that program, they had 5,000 names you can put, and they gave me a certificate, and it went to the Mars rover. It was like written on a chip or something. Why does everyone ask me that? Yes, I'm the real Pamper Chew. Why would someone make that up? Just look at my feet. You should know my feet. I can show you my face, but I'm not going to. But you can look at my feet, and then that's Pamper Chew. I'm Pamper Chew, motherfucker. Pamper Chew Squeak. Or Dr. Gifford. Or Dr. Squeak. Or... Oh, okay. Yeah, people have been asking that for so long now. I'm getting sick of it, but... Are you the real Pamper Chew? Like, I mean, I guess... I've never met a fake Pamper Chew, but maybe you have. That would be funny if a fake Pamper Chew got on here and I'd pretend, well, I'm the real Pamper Chew, but that would be funny to see. Oh, I just like diapers. I love children too, so like, I mix the two together. And what do you end up with? Stinky feet. Sniff, 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 lick, lick, lick. Yes, what, you don't like kids? Everyone should like kids. Kids are fun. They play ball and they eat and they need a bath, and they like to sleep with you. Yeah, your new Pokemon is Pamper Chew. I'm gonna grab a beer. Where's the Tylenol?